Chapter 22, on sex tapes. We're human beings and we're supposed to have sex because it keeps us going, literally. We're programmed for sex, and God made it feel good so we'd want to do it. Praise Him everlasting. But we're terrible about talking about sex. We're shy about admitting we watch other people have sex, and we live in ways contradictory to our natural inclinations. We're hypersexual prudes, which makes no sense. When we see others having sex on tape, we automatically label them as deviant. But we watch those same tapes over and over again, not admitting that we're actually studying and learning from them. So when nude pictures leak and sex tapes drop and porn flourishes, we frown, as if they do not exist because we like to consume them. The existence of homemade sex tapes is neither new nor extraordinary. Maybe folks just want to see what their own, "Oh my God, I'm coming" face looks like. I don't even like hearing my own voice on radio, but no judgment, okay? Do what you gotta do. Most people keep these tapes for their personal collection, to be studied and reminisced about, and to get your cookies off on a night when you're bored at home. Some people will make the decision to release these tapes for public consumption to make money and to try to get famous from it. I think that's fine, as long as they know what will come of that, and they're realistic about their end game. In the past, sex tapes were often leaked by vengeful, butthurt-ass exes who wanted to publicly humiliate their partners. Those people deserve a special ride on the express train to hell for willingly violating the agreement of partnership and broadcasting such intimate moments for vengeance. I need Satan to add extra gasoline to their fireplaces every night when they get to their apartments in Hades. I'm not judging the folks who had to suffer through that. I'm side-eyeing the people who have started using sex tapes as part of their blueprint to become notorious. When does it make sense to release a sex tape on your way to fame? If you want to become famous for doing porn. Or if you want to be a worldwide teacher of sex workshops. As long as your goal is to be known for sex, then yes, drop a tape on the people and flourish. But many of those who have willingly let their sex game become public property, they're not trying to become the next non-political deep throat or superhead. They just want their names to be known by any means necessary. And I'm judging anyone who uses that strategy for lacking self-awareness and a realistic outlook in our society. The game was changed when Kim Kardashian's sex tapes dropped, and overnight, she went from being Paris Hilton's closet cleaner to a known quantity. Kim is the godmother of sex tape success. But those who want to follow her map aren't taking into account that she's an exception and far from the rule. She broke the mold, and no one has been able to replicate her feat. Many have come before and after her, but few have sustained their relevance as she has. Her current position and relevance in our popular culture has given false hope to folks. And I want us to close that Pandora's box. Leave hope right in there, because this ain't the way. Less than a decade ago, Kim was a sidekick to someone else who had no real talent but was famous anyway, Paris Hilton. Now she's one of the most famous people on earth, with the most followers on Instagram to prove it. And she's married to one of the biggest rock stars on the planet, Kanye West. Her come up is so real that it gives me vertigo. It's impressive how much the woman has kept her name in these streets, having done nothing extraordinary professionally or artistically. She started by selling sex, and she continues that in a way by letting her body do the talking for her. She is still selling sex, but she's no longer doing it quite so literally. She just posts pics of her ample backside on her social media to remind us. For your sex tape to lead to success, you have to use your ass as your brand perpetually. Can people attempt to change the conversation about themselves? Sure they can. But Kim rolled with the tide and rode the sex wave all the way to the bank. You will need to place pictures of yourself wearing onesies and nothing else on Instagram with your ass to the camera. You will need to attempt to break the internet by being on the cover of a magazine slathered in oil with your ass crack as the focus of the shot. You have to be self-aware and know that you're offering nothing else of value besides a beat face and a banging ass. And you have to serve that on a platter constantly. And because you've based all your public worth on your looks, you'll be pressured into keeping it perfect. So you'll need to chop and screw it with plastic surgery to make sure no parts are ever out of place. If they are, you might be cast out of the circle of fame quick, fast, and in a hurry. Kim has done it by playing right into these facts, not attempting to offer much else of value besides that beat face and banging ass. Of course, you keep using your body as your only tool of value, and people might continue seeing you as a simpleton who's dragging two watermelons behind you with an echo in space between your ears. In all things, be clear what your messaging is. Any woman who wants to try to be like Kim can choose to do so. Choose your choice and all that jazz. However, our society has not gotten its shit together enough to allow such a choice to lead to prosperity most of the time. Building your career on a sex tape is fine if you understand that it will define you. People love to categorize things. It is natural, and once you've done a sex tape, folks' brains place you in the porn star category with the quickness. Thereafter, people seeing you as anything but that sexual object would not compute. It's unfair, it's unjust, and seemingly unchanging, unfortunately. So no, you can't drop a sex tape today and expect that it means you'll get new clients all of a sudden for your finance consulting company. That is not how that would work. Getting famous from a sex tape means you live in that shadow for a long time. You might cure cancer, but that asterisk next to your name will mention the sex tape you did in 1952. Almost a decade later, Kim can break the mold because she has an entire machine behind her committed to ensuring that she remains in the limelight. Her mother, who is the chief strategist of turning shady shit into shining glory, has created and executed the plan smoothly because many years after that tape, Kim is still commanding our attention. She's been forced down our throats at every turn, and her every blink is news. She's making millions on video games, she's been on the cover of Vogue, and she steps on red carpets and shuts them down. Paris Hilton's sex tape was leaked, and it damaged her name and her brand. It ostracized her from a very famous family name and ruined her journey to the top. Her former assistant is making millions on a video game and ending up on the cover of major magazines while Paris is appearing on red carpets and being elbowed out the way for Miley Cyrus. I think it comes down to Kim's commitment to stay in the limelight, a mom who isn't afraid to pimp her assets out, and an entire family that is equally as pressed for notoriety. She went from a sex tape to reality TV show that was spurred on by her love of getting married and her aversion to having moments of privacy. That show then spawned a variety of other business enterprises for her. Seriously impressive. If you want to be famous, there are other shortcuts to take. If you want to sell sex, find a skill to go along with that, so at least you sell sex and something else like music or art. I don't know. And if you release a sex tape, please have some tricks up your sleeve. At least do something interesting so we can try to learn something as we watch your pre-orgasm face. I've sat through some boring videos where not only was I mad that I let my computer almost get a virus, but I would have gotten more excited from watching people mark down prices on amazing shoes. Are you really going to just do missionary the entire time? I need someone to contort themselves so bad that they almost get a Charlie horse halfway through so I know it's real. People used to aspire to be famous for something. Now they just want to be famous without it mattering how they get that fame. But all notoriety is not created equal. It is not enough to want your name in the lights if the bulb is covered by the dust of the desperation that got you there.